All right, we're back now with Amesbury High School football coach Colin McQueen. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on a great season, and maybe we can take a look at your final game and do a little postscript on the year.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Rick.
All right, I know when we talked last, your Thanksgiving Day game was off, and you had to reschedule, and you were going to end up playing, was it Cambridge, Ringe, and Latin?
Well, that is correct.
And that was on Saturday, and tell me about the preparation for that, and then obviously you guys had a big win.
Yeah, you know, anytime you climb up a couple divisions, you know, the kids obviously take the preparation seriously, and you know, we knew we couldn't take those guys lightly. They're very explosive on the offensive side of things, and we knew if we executed what we do, they would have some trouble stopping us. So as long as we were consistent, played mistake-free football, we felt that we had a pretty good chance to compete with them. And you know, we got a couple stops early, and I think that was huge for us. And then converted offensively, and from there, we just continued to convert offensively on 8 drives in total. The only one we didn't score on was when we took a knee at the end of the game. So,
wow.
Really happy with how those guys executed offensively.
Wow, that sounds spectacular. So, brag about some of your kids from that game, if you would, please.
Yeah, you know what? It was more of the same from our backfield early on. You know, it always depends on what they give you today, or on Saturday rather. It was Brady Dorr, really, who had the biggest day for us. Kyle Donovan was effective early as well.
Mm-hmm.
He actually ended up leaving the game with a slight little knee injury, which I think he'll be fine, but just tweaked it a little bit, and we ended up sitting him for the remainder. JT Tilton ran the ball very well, and then filling in for Kyle were a couple of sophomores who got some reps. And they looked awesome. And Nick Martin and Henry O'Neill, and those are two guys who we expect some big futures from. So it was nice to get them some reps offensively. And then, you know, it was the offensive line, as it always has been, a senior heavy group, and they just got on blocks and stayed on them, and we were able to move it. And then we finally got into the end zone through the air. You know, it was set up very well through the run game, but Drew Mack, our quarterback, did an awesome job putting it on the open receivers, and we scored twice through the air as well. One to senior Kyle Height, and then the other one was to that sophomore I mentioned already out mm-hmm. of the backfield, Henry O'Neill.
It's got to feel good to get all the kids in there, and as you said, you know, get ready for the next season, which is only a matter of a few weeks away.
Right.
You know, but so looking back on all this, Coach, I mean, it's very special. You've made it special for your seniors, and will you guys be able to have some kind of a celebration at some point?
Yeah, we're still in the works of finalizing that, but we'll be able to put something together outdoors where we can just hand out, you know, varsity letters and awards, and we got plenty of those. You know, I think our guys earned quite a few accolades, and I think there may be more to come, too. So we're very proud of what they were able to do this year, and we want to make sure we take some time to honor them and send these seniors off the right way.
All the challenges you had this fall two season, Colin, not only with, you know, preparing a team out of season, if you will, but also, you know, the pandemic, the stress, grades coming up, doing so on. What would you look at as the biggest challenge that you and your team has overcome this year?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of what you mentioned there, you know, is kind of like normal challenge. And our guys do a very, very good job of handling that. You know, you talked about grades. We stay on our kids in season. We always do grade checks every couple of weeks to make sure they stay on top of the academics. It was more of the same on that. You know, staying in shape year round is something we do. You know, being a football player isn't a couple month commitment between August and in November. We tell our guys that all the time. It's a lifestyle, and it's a full-time commitment. So our guys understand that. So that aspect of it was what it was. I think the biggest challenge might have been, early on in the season, finding a field that we could play on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and we got lucky with the weather. It cleared up pretty well, and we were really good throughout the year in terms of being able to be on our fields, which we sufficiently chewed up through the spring. So hopefully those can get taken care of, with this quick turnaround. But you know, our kids are incredibly resilient. They're tough. That's why we love being in Amesbury. That's why I love coaching there. It's a blue collar town, and our kids embody that. And they play the game the right way. and it was an awesome group. I'm very, very thankful I was able to be shoulder to shoulder with those guys getting through this, because they made it worth it, certainly.
Fantastic. Now, I think a final question I have, sort of from a logistics standpoint or an academic standpoint. Ordinarily, by this time of the year, seniors would have made some commitments more or less to a school, whether to play football or not. And juniors, you'd be sending out films and stuff like that from probably January and February. Has any of that gotten underway? In other words, is there any school? Are there any schools looking at juniors, or what's the status? I guess is what I'm asking, with both your seniors and your juniors, with respect to athletics, wanting to go on into college.
Yeah, so our seniors are pretty much all set right now. You know, we had a lot of guys who were set going into the year. We had a couple that made decisions throughout the season this spring. And we're very proud of those guys for continuing their education and you know, playing the sport of football, competing at the next level. But, you know, through that, the NCAA has been all over the place with things in terms of, you know, offering a fifth year of eligibility for guys has limited the opportunity for higher level programs to bring guys in. They extended the no contact period in Division I athletics for even longer back this fall. It's tough for them to get people on campus. And again, limited roster spots available. So that kind of trickle down has affected us throughout. But I think getting into this next year, it'll start to get back a little bit more on track and back to normal. All the college coaches I know were behind in everything, because the pandemic put a lot of the part-time staffers on furlough at most of those places. People were home. Even guys who were still employed were working from home, and it's not the same. They weren't able to be on the road, meet kids in person, and see them. So everything got a little bit mixed up there. But we're very lucky and very blessed to have a lot of our guys continuing to play and finding homes and some great programs at the next level.
Oh, that's terrific. Final question, I promise, is, you know, I'm sure you guys have relied on technology and digital meetings and so on more than ever, and you'll probably have some kind of, you know, use for that down the road. It won't be as exclusive or as intensive, I'm sure, as it has been. But what about in-game scouting, Coach? Because I know that a lot of high school coaches love to get out there. If you play on Friday night, you want to go see the game on Saturday or whatever. Let me ask the question, will you be able to do that again? Is that something on the radar, or are you going to just strictly go with video?
Yeah, I mean, my staff, we are more like apt to stick with the video anyways.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of in the school of thought that if we handle our business on our schedule, things will go our way if we handle it. And I think what you can get from a film nowadays, because film is better than it used to be, there's not much difference. The only thing sometimes you get is you see guys live and you say, oh, okay, that kid is really that big, you know, but you can figure that stuff out through like opponents and things like that on film usually.
Okay.
But yeah, obviously we weren't able to get into stadiums and see people this year. Hopefully next year it'll be back to normal, and because it is fun if you're a Saturday game to be able to get out on a Friday night and see some live football, or vice versa, because we love the game and we love watching.
Fantastic. Well, it's coming up again soon here, but I don't want to rush things. You got, you know, a week off up there now, and then school gets out. When does school get out?
My district, we're going to be out, I believe, middle of June. I don't have an exact date yet.
Right.
I think teachers are done the 23rd.
Okay.
So that's the game plan for me.
Well, Coach, I appreciate all your help this fall too, man. Thank you so much. Great getting to know Amesbury and get into the Cape Ann League more than ever. You know, it's only going to be a few more weeks, and I'll be calling you again.
It sounds great, Rick. I appreciate the coverage, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations, Colin. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Colin McQueen, who is the high school football coach at Amesbury High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.